Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business Shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to A Reflection. In this week's podcast, we are thinking a little bit more about this listening, seeing and avoiding what is in front of us. It's this idea of people living in a phantasm. Yeah, it's a strange old word, isn't it? Instead, it comes from that idea of phantasmagoria, which was this a projection of ideas or projection of images using the new technology of the magic lantern. And spectres were projected into free space and people got scared. The phantasm is this idea of like a prism, seeing the world as it could be rather than as it is. It is the drawing together of different facts and bringing them into a place where a new narrative seems possible and more believable than the reality you're looking at. So look, on last week's episode, I was pondering why it is that when we can hear a piece of information or see something many times from different people and suddenly hear it from someone else who we respect highly, you know, go to a Tony Robbins weekend or something, and then see that piece of information as something completely new, something that has completely changed their perspective, and then go on from there. You know, having ignored that from anyone else that told them this, but this new piece of information has absolutely changed their lives. Now, what was the difference? Why is it that we refuse to change or refuse to hear it in the first place? And, you know, one of the examples I gave last week of the child in the supermarket that refuses the parent telling it that it can't have any sweets because it doesn't like the answer. And that's the point. When we don't like the answer, we can choose not to hear it. Now, that's okay for a child. A child can keep pushing back on that one because they don't like the answer. But as adults, we can't do that. We can't keep pushing back because there's nowhere to push back to. The information is still in front of us. So we either have to accept these new facts and change our behaviour accordingly, or find another solution. So it got me thinking about this exploration on this subject. How is it that we live in a world where conflict causes pain? We know that conflict causes pain and suffering, and yet political leaders and commenters will state facts, or literally reimagine facts, seeing the same things and describing it as something different. They are creating and sharing a phantasm to suit their own situation, but also to encourage their supporters to follow along with that, to stick with the narrative that suits the situation. So we're seeing this in the conflict out in the Middle East. There are children and people dying out there because bombs are being dropped on innocent people. Now, the reasons for either of that are not the depth of this podcast. The point is, the truth is, people are dying out there. And our politicians are bending over backwards to avoid talking about it or to find reasons why it is acceptable. I've met lots of people who would rather believe in a conspiracy than the facts that are in front of them, and would say to me that I'm just not seeing the facts. But they would rather see it as something else. The biggest scare for me is how this stuff is becoming weaponized and used by politicians and companies and organizations that want to change the narrative. It's being used to sell us stuff or to get us to vote in a particular direction. It's not a conspiracy as such. It's just people using the psychological tools that are available to them. Now, I was inspired for this week's show because I was exploring it. There was a podcast I found on YouTube called Philosophy Tube with Abigail Thorne. And this particular video I was watching was called Why Can't We Build Better Cities? Worth watching. There'll be a link in the show notes for this. And I've also been listening to Things Fell Apart, a BBC podcast with John Ronson. And some of the stories on that show are mind-blowing in how people have taken a number of different facts, added them together from all different perspectives, and come up with an answer, a narrative that supports those facts, which is completely devoid of the truth. It is something completely not true, just a phantasm. From my perspective and from the work I've done over the last few years, it's like I realise that we are living, I've said this lots of times, we are living a story. We live a narrative of our own creation. Our lives are this continuously unfolding story that we believe we are in. And there was a time when all of us, our family and our friends, lived in a shared narrative, one that we were all in together. But nowadays, we all live in individual narratives, ones of our own creation. Now, as I always say in this podcast, is that, you know, it's up to us to build the narrative that we want, to build our own story going forwards. But as adults, when we hear or see things that we don't like the look of, we have to make a choice. We have to decide what they mean to us. This can set off alarms in our value systems. It can challenge the very values, the very things that are the pillars that support our sense of who we are in the world. So things like freedom, justice, things like identity, all of these things are fundamental aspects of who we are, and we get scared when they are challenged. Climate change is another area where people are deeply divided over this. Accepting that the climate change is happening is one thing. Accepting that humans might be heavily involved in this means that people need to take responsibility for their actions, which is the last thing they want to do if they're enjoying those actions. So it's much easier to create a conspiracy around scientists falsifying data or governments looking for means to extract money out of people. Another phantasm. Now, if someone comes along and offers a narrative, a new narrative, one that looks a lot more enticing than the one that we're seeing, one that uses facts or fiction to get us to make choices or decisions, allowing ourselves to enter the phantasm. Now, this has happened many times throughout history. You know, you would think of the witch trials would be a good example. In my mind, I've got the Salem witch trials, but I'm sure that's just a story. I'm not sure the facts behind that. But, you know, not everybody in 1930s Germany were Nazis. But there was something about that ideology, something that was so seductive about the plan that everybody got on board and moved along with it. When you think of British politics, the media and politics spent years bashing the idea that Europe was full of faceless bureaucrats, to the point where when the Brexit campaign started in the UK, persuading the British populace to leave the European Union, it was an easy narrative to wheel out. It was easy to persuade people that there were some sunlit uplands outside of this restrictive bureaucratic environment. And that whereas the Stay campaign, the Remain campaign, had nothing to offer other than more of the same, whereas Leave could offer this untapped vision of possibility, which was different for every person. There was no unified, defined vision of what Brexit looked like. It could be anything to anyone. And so with no boundaries on what Brexit was, people naturally voted for it because, wow, it's going to be a land of unlimited milk and honey. They allowed themselves to enter the phantasm. Now, I've been pondering why it is we are so susceptible to phantasm. It's about the perception of danger, the fear of change. Phantasms are created as a means to keep us safe. But originally in our indigenous past, phantasms were about understanding the strangeness of the world around us. They were about deities, gods and demons and monsters. They were about holding the tribe together. But we now live in a world which is relatively safe for most people. But the issue, of course, is that we live in a world of heightened reality because there is so much information which is spread by people who are not necessarily checking their facts or spreading that information for the right reasons. Social media rewards activity and comment. A flurry of comments rewards that comment or the original information by spreading it even more. So this is the danger that we live in, the world where we are triggered and our anxiety is risen because of the frequency of this information. So is it any wonder that we create stories to fill the gap? If I was leaving anything with you today, I would say, beware of the danger of the phantasm. Check facts before you jump to conclusions and really understand what it is you're looking at. So here is a mad fact for you. It comes out of the When Things Fell Apart. Many of the schools in America will have in the classroom a bucket full of cat litter. It has been stated on British television that this bucket is for children who identify as furries so that they can urinate in the classroom thinking they are a cat. In truth, the buckets of cat litter in these classrooms is there for children to urinate in if the school goes into lockdown because it is being attacked by a gunman. That's why the bucket is there. The first point was a story to create mischief. The second is a sad reality of life in American schools. If you don't understand something, do not always trust these fringe organizations that say they are holding the secret to something. Because the one thing about conspiracy and all of these things, they actually build on the secrecy. It feeds itself because there's nothing more enticing than a lack of information around something. It just proves the conspiracy is true. So look, a bit of a weird one today, but it was really my exploration of this subject because I am so curious about how people can get so far away from the kind of the general narrative. They can find themselves on the extremes of one side or the other. And I've been there myself. There are times in my life when I have followed down a particular conspiracy because I thought this was really true. It's obviously happening. And now I look back at that time and think, was it true? Or did I really believe that? Why did I believe that? So I think it's very easy to fall into these traps, and it's just something that we need to be aware of. Anyway, look, this is just, as I said, my exploration of something. If you've got any thoughts on this, I'd love to hear them from you. If you think you can prove a conspiracy, fair enough, carry on. That's your journey. It's not mine. But it's just an interesting to explore, say, how these things happen and why we're there. Do check out the resources I mentioned, the YouTube channel and the podcast, How Things Fell Apart. Fascinating stories on there. And it gets you to understand quite how these things come about, how these things happen. And that's all for me for this week. In other news, I am writing a book. It'll be a short book. I'm writing up the five questions story, the updating the five questions product that I have on the website, and it will become a short book which will go on Amazon over the next few weeks. So I thought I would put it out here as a way of holding myself accountable for it. Nothing like sharing something publicly to make yourself do it, is there? Anyway, as always, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend, because that's how people like yourself find good podcasts. Do check out the website lifepassionandbusiness.com, where there are loads of resources for you, including coaching like Focus Coaching and the Five Questions work. And as always, thank you so much for your time and attention. I will catch you next time. All the best.